Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I actually decided first I wanted to do it as a tiny cameo in an opera. That's where it started. The opera has not yet been produced, but that little piece of a thing just grew into something else. It grew into a play, and the Arden was kind enough to say, we do new play development. Mm-hmm. Like, that's part of what they do, mm-hmm. is develop plays that have not been written before. Our joke is that this is the sequel to the movie. It's like after it starts with her in her, really in her late 30s and goes through her 40s. Mm-hmm. It's when she was in the Civil War doing the Combahee Raid, and after, when she goes back to Auburn, New York, where she had her parents, where she took in people, where she started the first home for African-American elderly people. So that was all the second half of her life. I'm really interested in the fact that she had a second marriage. She married a man named Nelson Davis. He was a Civil War veteran. He was 20 years younger than she. Go, Harriet. How interested has American culture been in older black women? Mm-hmm. Not so much. Even though, you know, half of America rests on the backs of those people. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to tell that. I wanted to make... Toni Morrison has this wonderful thing. She says that the ancestors were not able to tell their whole full human story because they only could tell the part that would get everybody else free. Mm-hmm. So if you look back at the slave narratives, they never talked about whom I married, whom I fell in love with, how I took care of my kids, how this one had a... They don't tell that. They don't get to have a personal story. They don't get to be full. I wanted to give her that full story. Mm-hmm. It's not all of her, but it's not quite a rom-com, but it is a rom. The part that's not told is she continued to be poor. Mm-hmm. She was fearless without money. It's a very un-American concept, right? That she was just there scratching out a living and still figuring out how she would go to a suffragette conference, unable to be to sleep anywhere, and sleeping at the train station before she goes in her 70s to speak to this group of white women about getting the vote. Although those people loved her ideas and wanted her to help continuing to push America forward, although that was true, America itself did not value these formerly enslaved Africans. So they just had to scratch out a life, and she scratched out like everybody else with her chickens and eggs and hogs. She and her second husband had a business raising hogs in Auburn. I mean, that was her life, too. So she absolutely shows us what African-American aspiration, inspiration, heroism, magic, mm-hmm. brilliant spirituality, brilliant psychic energy, mm-hmm. and bodily oppression, financial oppression, what all of that looks like all together. She led the Combahee Raid. She led three gunboats up the Combahee River, 25 miles. And she did that because her spies, seven black men who worked under her, there were no other women in the Civil War who had men working under her, those men were able to find where the torpedoes or the mines had been laid in the river. So she was able to stand at the front with them and say, don't go there, let's go around there. Right, go around that. So they could go 25 miles up. And the Confederates were certain that these mines would blow up any Union boats that came up. She was able to do that. No other woman led gunboats, led an expedition in the Civil War. Nobody else led an expedition that liberated more than 750 ex-slaves without a shot. She went at 2:15, 2:30, 2:50, something like that, in the morning. She chose a night with a full moon so they could see where they were going. Like all this stuff she did, low tech, low dollars, low death. She was about life.